KRSVP.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from the Hawaiian islands of Kona to Tokyo, Saigon, and Steamboat Springs, Colorado. We are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from our global listeners around the world. It's a beautiful Tuesday, February 17th, here from Shangri-La.
Shangri-La, it is indeed, Mark.
Cloudy. It's a little cloudy and smoggy today. They call that smaze, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to figure out sometimes if it's smaze, if it's smog, or if it's fog, or whatever.
It's
a combination
of smog and haze, which makes it smaze.
Yeah, but this morning when I was out and about early, about 6:30, I mean, I couldn't see 50 feet in front of the car. So at that point in time, it must have been the fog, like the movie Fog. In fact, speaking of the fog, you know who's celebrating his celebrity birthday today, Mark?
Adrian Barbeau?
No.
John Carpenter?
Negative.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
No.
I don't know. Who
Come
else?
On, one more. You got to get in.
Who's
this next
in? Oh, Hal Holbrook.
There you go.
92,
bingo.
Right?
89.
Yeah, that's very close.
Yeah. But
he's Father Malone in
Father Malone.
The fog.
Still acting. So anyhow, let's just jump right into it like we do every Tuesday morning or afternoon with some celebrity birthday wishes. And we have quite a bit of them today, Mark. It's amazing how many celebrities land on one's day at a time.
Really? There's a lot of celebrities out there.
And I'm telling you, what I'm seeing more and more and more of now is, you know, it's across the spectrum from athletes to authors to singers and so forth to a lot of web stars now.
Oh, web stars, huh?
Of web stars and YouTube stars. But in any event, happy birthday to Mr. Michael Jordan, Mr. Basketball today, celebrating 51 today.
That's it, huh?
51
wow.
today.
Wow.
Yeah, 51. And he shares his birthday with one of your favorites, Ed Sheeran.
Oh,
a very
great.
Popular young man. My daughter loves him. Cool cat. 23.
23. Did he win anything at the Grammys last week?
No, he did not, but last year he got new artist.
Wow.
Celebrating 33 today. Paris Hilton.
Wow.
Seems like she's been around forever. Maybe that's
You know, did you see her last week on the red carpet?
Yep.
You know, she performs a couple months out of the year at some island. Do you know what that island is?
No, but that's that new hip cool island that everybody's going.
Yeah,
I don't
but
know where I don't even know where that's at. It's got to be I don't even know.
Mm.
But she's DJing now, getting the big dollars.
That's what she's, like I said, she's performing.
Yeah. So I have to investigate to see where that island is, but that's where everybody's going these days.
Wow.
So 33 for her today.
Boy.
33 for her today. And her brother, that spoiled brat that got arrested a couple weeks ago.
Conrad Hilton III.
Yeah, he's only 22, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big difference in years.
Yeah, big difference. Billy Joe Armstrong. I don't think you know who he is, but
he's got to be some country artist.
No, he's the lead singer for Green Day, so that's not country. It's more, I guess you'd call it. Well, I don't even know of that. That's considered rock. That's the rock category when they won Grammy several years back. So he's 42 today.
Wow,
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. You know him, or your son likes him, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's 32 today.
Wow, 32.
Larry the Cable Guy, who was at the. Golfing at the celebrity pro-am the other day at Pebble Beach.
Right.
51. He gave
51,
said,
huh?
51.
Boy, some of these ages just a surprise.
Yeah, they said that he donated $5 million last year to charity.
Good for him.
He must make some pretty good coin if he's able to donate $5 million.
No kidding.
Michael Bay.
Producer, director.
For the super mega hit.
Yeah.
49.
Older than I thought.
Older than you thought, yeah. And the cable guy I thought was younger.
Wow.
Vicente Fernandez, huge Mexican guitarist, performer, and singer. Huge. Vicente Fernandez is 70.
70, huh? Never heard of him.
Really? Never heard of him? Wow, he's huge. He's always here like at the Staples Center for 5 nights or the Hollywood Bowl for 3 nights or anyhow, he's huge. Jason Ritter.
Oh, Jason Ritter. That's John Ritter's son, right?
Yeah. How old?
He was 30.
What show was he? Wasn't he in Revolution?
No, it was a similar show.
Yeah. He's 34.
Oh, it was The Event. He was in The Event.
Jim Brown. Jim Brown, who used to be in charge of security for Richard Pryor, He's 78.
Wow.
78. Denise Richards, former wife of...
I just invited her yesterday to our Oscars.
How old do you think she is?
I'd say 39.
43.
Very close, very close.
Rene Russo.
Wow. Rene. 54.
Wow. 60.
Ooh, not bad for her age. She looks pretty good.
60.
Yeah, she's a good looker.
Jerry O'Connell.
Boy, a lot of birthdays today. Yeah. Jerry O'Connell. See the older O'Connell brother?
Isn't it
Chris O'Connell?
Chris O'Connell. That's the one. Yeah. Jerry O'Connell's the older one.
I'd say he's 44.
40. Hmm. Lou Diamond Phillips.
Wow. 44.
52.
Wow. Yeah. I'm way off.
Man. Yeah. And the last one I already mentioned earlier today, Hal Holbrook. 89.
89. Boy.
Still working. What was he just in? He was in that movie. What was he recently in? Small roles recently. I don't know, but he's...
Well, you know what? I think he's basically all small roles now.
Yeah.
Because he had
a pretty big role in something about 2 years ago. It was Academy Award acclaimed. It was with Emile Hirsch.
Oh, right. Into the Wild or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah. He was in that...
He was nominated for an Oscar supporting. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that will do it for the birthdays today, Mark. Like I said, this is all the celebrity birthdays, and this is a condensed version. There was a lot of authors, a couple people that have passed away, and a lot of soccer players, like there always are, you know, international soccer players, and web and YouTube sensations, getting bigger and bigger every week. That's the way to go. Hey, speaking of which, Mark, whatever happened to our 2 minutes with the...
Our YouTube thing?
2 minutes with the Harris Brothers.
Well, as you know, our weeks are just slam-packed with events going on, with things going on. And as a matter of fact, I was going to bring my credentials in here. Did you bring your credentials from yesterday in?
I didn't. And as I'm leaving, I thought I should have brought them because you never know. But at the same time, with all
the stuff we got going on, come Fridays, it's tough to do 2 minutes or a couple minutes with the Harris Brothers. But
that's all it is, Mark. It's 2 minutes. It's like when people say they don't have enough time to give you a call or send you a text. We always say, it's 2 minutes. It's 2 minutes. So I guess we're guilty of our own...
What do you want? What do you want me to say? I don't know.
You are right. I mean, I just things happen and things pop up.
I want to do a quick shout out to a couple of brands that will be participating in our biggest event of the year, the WOW Creation Celebrity Gifting Suite on Rodeo Drive during Oscar weekend, which takes place this Saturday in Beverly Hills. We've got a new brand that just came on board, and it's good to have them because I believe they're going to be in a couple of our events. This is Daily Body Restore. They're probiotic supplements with digestive enzymes. Now,
Whoa. We've
got Kim Schaefer coming in all the way from snowy Michigan to take part in this event, which is a doggone shame because I was hoping, and we knew we'd had the best weather the last couple of weeks. I was hoping come Saturday for our Oscar event we'd have that postcard weather again, especially for Kim. She's been through some rough times with her family, but she's coming in on this weekend, and she represents Daily Body Restore. Again, like I said, it's a probiotic supplement with digestive enzymes. Each box comes with 9 probiotic strains, 10 digestive enzymes, no dairy, no gluten, no sugar, no soy, custom formulation. And let me see what the website is here. It is dailybodyrestore.com. Based in Milford, Michigan, and it's good bacteria and digestive enzymes. So this stuff helps your body process foods and byproducts and all that crap.
Well, that sounds like some healthy kind of dose of something.
Yeah, I've got the box here, so I think I might have to start using it and see how that goes.
Throw it over here, Mark.
There you go. So welcome aboard.
I want to open this thing up and might even try it right now.
Right now, huh? Okay. Anyhow, like I said, Saturday's the biggest event we've got for the year. We're looking forward to it. We still have one spot available. If there are any brands, products, or services out there that are based in the Southern California area, contact WOW Creations Media. We would love to have you in at the suite.
Any more shout-outs there, Mark?
We usually do one at a time.
Oh, you just do one at a time. Okay, fantastic.
Hey, so yesterday was a big day for the Harris Brothers.
We picked up our
credentials for Oscar week.
What the hell?
And, you know, we went down there to Hollywood Boulevard. They had the whole place set up over there. It's at the Lowe's Hollywood Hotel on Highland, which is their headquarters for the Oscars.
Oscar Central.
It's directly in back of the Dolby Theater. It was kind of cool. The security they had at this thing was incredible. I mean, it was second to none. It was like we were getting admittance into the White House or something. And this is just Oscar headquarters. This isn't even the Dolby Theater. This is in back. So you had to go through different tiers of security, different tiers of identification processing. You had to get our photo taken. credentials were given to us yesterday.
I like the big credentials. That's what this was. Big
I like credentials. And
we
like
would,
you said,
we
yeah.
would share that with our listeners. However, it is prohibited to do any type of photographing or social media in regards to the credentials. So, unfortunately, we will not be able to share that with you. Just take our word. We have them in our possession, and we're looking forward to attending all the events this week.
Right. We can't. Sunday. We are unable to do any social media with the credential.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Matt, Gigi's RSVP, I just accidentally deleted it, I guess, somehow. So it is longer.
Well, I just RSVP.
Okay,
I just
confirmed.
Followed up with her. Yeah.
Okay. So the RSVPs keep coming in, folks. Day, night, weekends. I mean, the holidays. Yesterday was a holiday. So we've got the RSVPs. We got press. We got media. We got celebrities. We got reality stars, sports
Too
stars, TV
media.
Stars, Hollywood influencers. Everybody's coming. But this is a very, very elite event that we host. It's by invitation only.
Limited
and
access.
And we have 125 people that will be allowed to attend this thing on Saturday. So, you know, if you made the list, terrific. If not, sorry to hear that. Maybe next year, but don't hold your breath.
Some people,
we'll see what happens.
We only hear from certain people once a year just when the invitations go on.
It's kind of like the Vanity Fair Oscar party, right?
I guess so. But we just got an RSVP. I don't understand how they get RSVP when they never got an invitation. Tess Brassard.
You know, name sounds familiar. Yeah,
she comes to all of our events.
But she hasn't been in a couple years.
She was there last year.
Was she?
Yeah, and she seemed like she had a couple belts before she got there. But anyhow, point being is sometimes we don't even hear from these people, and then all of a sudden they show up. And here we go. Here's an example. We never sent an invitation. So can you – here's the question, Mark. Can you RSVP to something that you have not been invited to?
And the answer to that is – if you've participated a couple times or you've been coming for a couple of years –
I'm listening. Whenever you're ready.
That's well, I'm busy taking a picture, man. Yeah. When there's dead air on my side, I'm doing something. That means you got to step up the bat on your side.
I know. That's
and you
got to
do some
talking.
You were
taking a picture, and I says, okay, are you ready? Because I was getting ready to take the picture. Okay. So anyhow, but yeah, so is the question, back to the question again, if you do not receive an invitation, can you RSVP?
And like the answer I said was, if you've been to the event over a number of years, you just assume it's an open invitation, so you don't have to get an invite. You just say, I'm coming.
But I don't think we've ever really invited her. I think that's the
so
thing.
She's a crasher? You say she's crashed for
and
years?
Well, she'll do the same thing like this. She'll send something saying RSVP. But I don't think that we traditionally send out an invitation to her. She looks familiar.
Well, she had to have gotten one initially to come.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, originally, a long time ago. But,
otherwise, you would have never let her in.
Oh, yeah. But hers comes along with other people, too. Speaking of which, Eric Roberts, how about the RSVPs that came in this morning, Mark?
About 10 of them, right?
Well, yeah, but that one person... You know, whenever we get an RSVP, they always list something they've been on, CSI,
their credits,
movie,
yeah.
What have you. This
morning, Picket Fences.
We got an RSVP from somebody that listed Picket Fences. Now, I swear that show's had to be off TV for 20 years, right? That was the one with
and you know what?
Tom Skerritt.
The old guy that was in there, he's still alive and acting.
Yeah.
He's like 99.
I never really watched the show, but I know Tom Skerritt was on it, right?
Yeah, he's on it.
So that, it was at least 15 years, right?
Oh, probably.
So now you know if they're listing as their credits... A show that's been off for 15 years and only that.
The only
relevant.
People that could list that this far out of the date from that airing is Tom Skerritt and the old guy, the 99-year-old guy that wore the bow tie that was old then and he's older now that's still acting. Those two
Isn't
guys.
Isn't he the guy that's in The Good Wife? That old guy that's loony, that's an attorney there? He's not the old
no,
guy?
No, heck no, no. But Tom Skerritt is in The Good Wife every so often. Yeah. But not the loony
but
guy.
How about that? I mean, so anyhow, so there's all these RSVPs, and then at the top of the list was Eric Roberts. He's already on our RSVP list, so he's already RSVP.
The funny thing about
else.
That is, before he got on the RSVP list, a couple days before, he was his agent said he can't make it. And then a couple days later, we got that he can make it from somebody else.
Isn't that quirky?
Yeah, so we'll have to see what happens on Saturday.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you just never know who's coming through the doors over there at the Wild Creations Lifestyle Gifting Retreat.
Oh, I like that, yeah. I'm Chris, interest to fellow reference.
Well, we got another RSVP right now?
Marcus Spencer.
Marks and Spencer is that big department store in England.
Marcus Spencer?
No, Marks and Spencer.
Okay, well, this is Marcus Spencer. Anyhow, these will be continuing to come on through the remainder of the week. So.
Oh, yeah, all the way through Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I like when the phones ring on Saturday. They say, like...
That means business is being conducted. People want to come, and people are looking at the schedule and saying, you know, I can make it. I couldn't make it before, but I can make it now.
Yeah.
We got people attending the Oscar rehearsal. We got people attending the Independent Spirit Awards.
And then there's some symposium, too.
There's a symposium. Yeah. Plus, there's all sorts of Oscar gifting things going on Saturday. So Saturday is a huge day in Beverly Hills.
Mark, did you go ahead and RSVP us for the OK Magazine party?
I did this morning. I haven't heard back from them as of yet.
Well,
you know, that's OK Magazine. The funny thing about that is, you know, Omarosa, who's scheduled to be at our gifting suite on Saturday, mm-hmm. she's the West Coast editor for OK Magazine.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
She must have a background in journalism or something.
I don't know. Her background was initially in business. That's how, she was on The Original Apprentice, you know.
Right. Did she win?
No.
She lost. Did she lose to Bill Rancic?
I'm not sure.
I think she was in the original season.
Yeah, it could be.
She's been to our events before in the past.
Yeah.
Big with the dogs and the dog food. I know I made a special delivery to her place personally just to give her some dog
food. Speaking about dogs, tonight the Westminster Kennel Show, the 139th from New York City.
Yeah,
looking forward to that. It's always a great show.
Is that on USA?
Yeah, it's on USA.
Yeah, I saw Cesar Millan talking on ESPN.
Sports Center.
And he looked like he was asking basic questions about these dogs, and he looked like he didn't know how to answer these questions.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I had it on for a blip of a second, but he's got good agent. Because this guy has turned his career into a celebrity dog person, right?
Somebody's suing him. I saw him on the news last week. Somebody was suing him, and he was like training a dog, and the dog was like attacking him, and he was like hitting the dog, and he was back. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's the person that owned that dog or if that was just some rough footage or whatever of him, but I mean, come on. I mean, I don't know what his training method is, but this looked pretty bad.
Well, sometimes you got to be tough.
Yeah.
I mean, like the Marines, you know, if you're training somebody, you got to be good to train. I mean, you got to be hard on these guys.
So what
guys.
Time is that on tonight?
8, I think.
Eight to ten. So did you see some of the dogs you showed last night, the different categories for the show dogs?
I don't like the toy dogs. I'll tell you that much.
I don't like the toy
dogs
either.
It's not my best category.
That one, did you see the shaggy dog, the sheep dog? Boy, he looked neat.
Yeah. I like him.
And then there's that one dog that looks like a mop.
Oh, I like that mop.
Yeah, that one looks really
mop's
neat.
A cool one. His name's Moppy.
Yeah, how do you keep that one clean? I mean, it literally looks like a mop.
Yeah.
Hey, how about the other day we were able to attend that Louis Vuitton exhibit on Highland?
Yesterday.
Right. Boy, time is just flying, huh?
It was an interesting exhibit. But you know what? When you hear exhibit, you're thinking more along the lines of they're going to have all their trunks on display, their purses on display, their stuff. But this was a modern, futuristic type
thing.
Right.
Yeah, like very artsy. What was in that? What is that building used for anyhow? Highland Boulevard in the middle of Hollywood.
Probably for photo shoots or auditions, that type of thing, I would think.
And those freebie things that we got, were those decals? You got the matches?
They called them stickers.
They gave out a couple freebies. There were stickers and not the Louis Vuitton logo. Like there was a pack of matches. There was
just weird things. Phones.
Salt and pepper shaker.
Yeah.
And then they gave a real cool poster.
But it was interesting. A ton of people that were there, and I never even heard of this.
This was the middle of the day, and it was, well, not crowded, but the cars are pulling up, the people are pulling up. As we pulled up, in fact, you got that fantastic prime spot. Even the security guy said. You call it the
CEO spot.
Right. Even as we pulled up, the security guy even said, boy, you guys got the best spot.
Yeah, he was
impressed. We pulled in to where the brand new, was that a Bentley that just pulled out?
Bentley, right, the Flying Spur.
It was the Flying Spur, and it was orange. Was it orange?
Oh, yeah, it was a great color.
Yeah, what an interesting color. And he was from Michigan, so you tell me that
drove
guy,
that thing out from Michigan.
Yeah, or did he ship it
out?
Oh,
he probably shipped it.
Yeah.
You know, when you got a car that's worth that much money, I don't think you're driving across country.
Yeah, so, but anyhow, we fit right into his spot, and what a beautiful car that was. And it was a cool exhibit. I mean, it was... no admission. It was just complimentary. So you can't complain too much. I mean, I just thought it was real short. And they had all those chairs and couches in there. Like, and they had the red ribbon.
You mean the line to get into the place?
Yeah.
Like
what
if they were expecting
it?
1,000
red
people.
Red velvet rope, yeah. To get into that thing.
Yeah.
I know
how long are they having it?
It ends on Sunday, I think.
Yeah. But, you know, again, being a tastemaker, we're invited to a lot of events, go to a lot of events. As a matter of fact, after today, right after we leave the show, we're heading out locally here. We're picking up some product for our gifting suite on Saturday. And right after that, we are headed to Beverly Hills, where we've been invited by the House of Bajan to tour the House of Bajan.
And give an interview.
Interview the House of Bajan.
This will be interesting. I hope you have your questions ready. But
where they've got – they sell like $20,000 suits.
Yeah. And it's not open to the public. You have to make a reservation.
Appointment only.
That needs to be approved beforehand. So I don't know how often that door opens on a daily basis. But when did – the original Bijan pass away?
A couple years ago, I guess.
And it's now run by his son.
His son, right.
Who is buddies with Robert Kardashian. If
boy.
If you didn't know that.
That's yeah. wacky.
But, yeah, very much looking forward to this. This is, for those who have not heard of Bijan, go to Bijan.com, Bijan.com. It's got all the, like Mark said, the $20,000 suits, the $350 bottle of cologne, the expensive
$1,000 ties,
quirky items, interesting items, extravagant items, and so forth. And
this is for the fabulously wealthy.
Yeah, and for many, many years, there used to be a, what was the car that was parked out front forever?
Well, you mean before the Bugatti?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Because I know now they trade back and forth between a Phantom and the Bugatti, but forever there was some other car.
Right. And I can't remember what that other car was.
Because the Bugatti replaced the original car.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And now the Phantom replaced the Bugatti.
Yeah.
Okay. And
but
the
again,
Phantom, how long has the Phantom been around?
The Phantom?
Yeah.
About 10 years.
Okay. So 10 years ago, what was parked in front of Bijan?
The Phantom was there before?
No, but the Phantom's been around for 10 years.
Right.
So prior to 10 years ago, what used to be there? It wasn't the old standard old
I don't know. That's what's confusing here.
Maybe it was a Ferrari. Maybe it was a Ferrari. We'll ask him today.
Yeah, okay.
And
we'll definitely ask him today.
I also want to ask him about that parking spot.
He's yeah, oh, that's a must.
He
yeah.
must. Yeah, he must.
Because on Rodeo Drive, ladies and gentlemen, it's all parking meters, which means
2 hours only.
2 hours only. But yet the Bijan car, whether it be the Rolls Royce or the Bugatti or whatever, is there all day. And they never get ticketed. So they've got to be making some huge...
Unless they just have something with the city that they pay a monthly fee for.
Well, yeah, but if they can, anybody can. So that's a good question today as to how they have that spot every day.
Didn't Bijan start in the early 80s when he came from...
Iran,
came right after the revolution, I think.
It could be.
He took all his money.
But I don't know when he opened the store. It was in the 80s sometime, probably, I would assume. But
early 80s. I'm thinking like 81 to 83, something like that.
Yeah.
So what was the damn car? And it was always yellow. But anyhow, for the longest...
It was Bijan yellow.
Yeah, Bijan yellow. I wonder if that's a trademark color that he's got.
Could be. Could very well be. So, anyhow, we'll find out. So, after we leave here, that's where we're going. And I guess we were just invited to some other event this evening, right?
Oh, yeah. The Toskers.
Yeah. Now, what is that?
The Toskers, Mark, is 5-minute or 3-minute
movies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I guess it's like the Vine of motion pictures, where Vine is 15 seconds that you just put out there on social media. The Tosker is a 3 or 5 minute a movie that you get an award for.
Okay.
And
that's happening tonight, huh?
Tonight at, what's the name of the club? Here? It's called Here. It's on Robertson. Have to research it. But, red carpet starts at 6. And we always like the red carpet.
Got to have a red carpet. If I'm going to events, got to be a red carpet.
Hopefully it's got the ingredients that the key components that we always look for. The red carpet, celebrity attendance, alcohol, and food, if possible.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to take a moment and do a big shout-out to another one of our brands that's going to be participating in our weekend Oscar gifting. Zotos. That's Zotos. Zotos. So just like it sounds. And the website is zotosprofessional.com. This is Intense Reconstruct Discovery Kit, and it comes with shampoo, conditioner, and a Miracle Repair Damage Eliminator. So if you want healthy hair made strong, it's called 180 Pro, and it does 180-degree turnaround to healthy hair. So if you've got crappy hair and you need a little help, I guess it might be damaged, sun damage, especially here in Southern California, this is a great product to have. It's Zotos 180 Pro.
A great-looking presentation, too, Mark.
It's an intense recovery, an intense reconstruct discovery kit. And I got it right in front of me here, and it's cool because it looks like it's a little missile site or something. You know, it's got these three big little bottles.
Right, like missile silos.
And it's in this little kit here. And you've got the conditioner, you've got the shampoo, and then you've got the reconstruct. I guess this is something you put in your hair, you massage it into your scalp, and this is going to do wonders for the sun-damaged hair in Southern California. So thanks again for participating, Zotos Professional. Again, it is zotosprofessional.com. So thanks again for being involved with WOW Creations.
And you got to love it when you get a product that's got great presentation too, Mark.
When somebody
gets it. I mean, it looks cool and it's heavy.
Yeah. Looks nice.
It's a nice
And everybody addition. Everybody uses shampoo. Everybody.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So this is something that everybody will appreciate and welcome. And as we do, thank you, zotos.com. com.
Thank you, Zotos.com.
I just said that.
Good product, good presentation, and a fine addition to be thrown into the gift bag. And we just got Tito's Vodka on board today,
oh,
too.
Great.
So that's great.
So
hopefully, I got a feeling, Mark, we're getting it direct. It's going to be the full size.
Oh, the big bottles, yeah. So welcome Tito's Vodka, yeah. Which I think is the only American-made vodka.
No,
it's
sure
out of Austin,
sure,
Texas.
Yeah, I'm sure there's others. The way vodka is these days, everybody makes it.
So it's out of Austin, Texas, and it's Tito's Vodka. We've had Tito's. It's fantastic.
I think I've only come across one person, Mark, that has not liked it, and that's been my mother-in-law.
Wow.
And that's only because that's how my mother-in-law is.
Wow.
But other than that, everybody, speaking of, you know who loved it? Roberta Clementine's wife, Melissa.
Yeah.
She loves it. And speaking of which, we got to follow up with her.
Yeah, we got some.
Yeah, you're going to have to, because we have to do that direct, and I can't do it. My phone's got a problem with it. But
we have to do what direct?
Contact her direct and find out where we are with her list.
Well, there's email. You can do email.
I don't have an email address.
I don't either. I don't have an email address.
No, I know. That's what I said, contact direct from Facebook.
Oh, you didn't say Facebook. You just said we have to contact her direct. And so I didn't understand what that meant. Okay.
Yeah, so because she's got some people that are going to be coming to our event this week. We need names. Well, we need athletes.
Right.
I'm surprised.
Well, we've heard athlete names. We need them to put on the list.
I'm surprised Kenji hasn't followed up with that.
Okay, I'll do another quick shout out to LXR Organics. LXR Organics is finally a completely different acne product that actually works. They're going to be in our gifting bags this week, and not in the gifting suite, but in the gifting bag. So it's
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It is LXRorganics.com. And again, it's finally a completely different acne product that actually works. So I know we've got some youngins there that are 18 to 21-year-olds that are coming, you know, the Disney crowd, the Nickelodeon crowd that comes. So this is definitely something that can help them out. So I do a big thank you to LXR Organics for being part of the
Fantastic.
Mock Creations gift.
Glad they're involved and looking forward to putting them in the bag and gifting all the invited celebrities. Anyhow, yep. Moments ago or minutes ago, early in the show, we were talking about RSVPs and people just commenting.
Oh, yeah?
We just got one from Andre Marcel. AMB publicity. And get this, saying, I look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday. Anything about his clients, not, hey, how are you?
There's no listing of clients?
No, it just says, look forward to seeing you on.
That's interesting.
He'll be working our clients.
Right, I know. That's what I don't. You know, sometimes you have a professional relationship with people. They're your associates, they're your, you know.
Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday.
I'm not too happy about that. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
I'm not happy about that either, but what do you do?
Yeah, you can't say, sorry, you're not invited, because that just makes you look small.
The thing is, though, he's not even saying he's bringing clients, so that makes me think he's coming to work our clients.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
So how do you handle something
Did he say Saturday, Matt?
Yeah.
So he knows it's this Saturday.
Yeah.
Huh.
We come across these tender
situations
and issues
with the associates
quite often,
affiliates, partners
quite often,
business friends.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hey, we're on tonight at A&E, right?
8:30, I think.
8:30 tonight on the A&E Network. The Harris Brothers return to Storage Wars in one of my favorite episodes. Welcome to Homeland.
Called? It's not called. I don't know what it's called, but I know it's not called Welcome to Homeland.
Oh, all right.
I know that.
So that's 8:30 tonight on the A&E Network. The Harris Brothers.
Oh, and then we're on again at midnight.
Is it the same episode?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you missed us at 8:30 and your DVR ain't working and you want to stay up till midnight, stay up till midnight and catch the Harris Brothers in Welcome to Homeland on the A&E Network. Storage Wars tonight.
Endemol just retweeted something. Speaking of Storage Wars, I tweeted something about us, and you know Endemol that does.
They're
all
the ones that own these networks.
Yeah, so they just retweeted something to us. But
great.
Yeah, anyhow,
great. Okay.
But yes, we're on 8:30 and midnight.
I love it.
So if you're up at midnight and you can't sleep, turn us on.
Okay, so good. So like I mentioned earlier, we've got our credentials for the Oscars this week. So tomorrow we're going to be at they're setting up the actual red carpet. So they got all the Oscar statuettes there. So we're going to be there getting pictures with the Oscars.
Yeah, but Mark, can we take those pictures?
Well,
can we use those pictures?
Well, that's a good question. I would say yes.
We've had some kind
of. Can we use them? Who knows? Well, we're going to find out tomorrow. If you follow us on social media, stay tuned for tomorrow and see what kind of postings we're going to be putting us of the Harris Brothers on the Oscar red carpet and Hollywood Boulevard tomorrow.
And speaking of that, I attended over the weekend. It was a busy week, and I attended the Oscars costume exhibit at the old it was a great exhibit. Here we go again. It was great, but again, it was short. We were in and out like like 40 minutes. It was $20. Fantastic.
Seems pricey.
Yeah. But they had a huge, and I've posted this picture on social media, a huge Oscar in front of the exhibit. Yep. Everybody was taking pictures though, Mark. Everybody. So, but the exhibit was fantastic. It was almost, it was dark. It was like you were in a dark room.
Yeah.
Because they had, you know, it was really great. This is the favorite thing that I like. They had an actual Charlie Chaplin costume from 1917.
Wow.
So that thing was almost 100 years old.
Here, back to the email that just came out a little bit ago.
Oh,
I guess
boy.
He wants to make sure he's not taking any chances. He's also sent the email to our Yahoo account. So we got the Yahoo account and the Gmail account both saying, looking forward to seeing you on Saturday.
So I guess we won't follow up?
No, we won't follow up. And we'll make a point that all the brands in the suite are not gifting anybody without a wristband. So
yeah, but when he gets there, he's there for the entire
yeah,
day.
Yeah, he's there for a long
time.
He usually
has a briefcase with him.
He's conducting business.
He looks like he's going to a board meeting.
He's passing out business cards. He's making the moves.
Sometimes
he's,
I think we're too easygoing and too accommodating.
Well, I guarantee you our competitors aren't going to say, oh, absolutely, you can come by.
Yeah.
So,
well, we grow to have a relationship with a lot of our what do I want to say? Just associates, where we're almost friends as opposed to business partners or doing business together. It turns out to be almost like a friendship.
Yeah.
And I think, but you don't want to be mean. But what happens is when you try to be, when you're a little too nice and a little too friendly, it kind of bites
you
in the butt.
Taken advantage of.
Because I think that's what happens here and a couple other cases that we can't go into too much detail with some other people. But anyhow, it was a great costume exhibit. The whole thing was almost in dark. I guess it was because all these costumes, they didn't want the lights affecting, you know, cause a lot of the stuff was old, and they had a lot of TV screens set up where you'd have Martin Scorsese sitting here and the costume designer sitting here with, like, a TV, and it looked like they were talking. It looked almost like it was three-dimensional, like a hologram.
Yeah.
They were in the room talking about how Scorsese chooses his costumes. And, boy, after seeing this exhibit, you look at costumes a little differently than I once did.
Right.
Important part of the motion picture process.
Yeah, it's
but yeah, great exhibit. I think it's here for another week or so. So if you get a chance, or anybody out there listening, if you get a chance to get out there, get to it.
Good deal.
Yeah,
good deal.
The Hollywood costume. I don't even know that, but it was full. It's packed.
All right. Well, you know, good news for our followers and our watchers of our show on FirstRun.tv. The fabulous.
Is it done?
Wonderful World of WoW. We are about a week or two away from episode 2 being completed.
Did you say episode 2?
Episode 2. It looks like we got a call coming in here. Let me see who might be calling. Let me see what we got here. Hello? Who's calling, please? This is welcome to the Tastemakers.
Hi. Am I talking to the radio station?
Yes. Hello? Yes, you're on.
Oh, am I? Oh, I'm not trying to be on, like, live anything. I'm just trying to get a hold of somebody.
Oh,
who are you trying to get a hold of?
Just someone at the head of the station, I guess.
Oh, okay. Then you you have to definitely... Geez, I don't even know what number to direct you to right now.
What's it regarding?
Well, this is awkward.
It is a little awkward.
Well, welcome to the Tastemakers.
You're what?
This is the Tastemakers, the radio show.
Oh, well, I have no idea what that is because I live in Texas.
Texas, okay. Everything's big in Texas, they say. Okay, well, anyhow, then if you don't have a comment, a suggestion, or anything to talk about, we're going to say adios, as they say in Texas.
Well, thanks.
Adios.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
That was quirky.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, anyhow, so... you were just talking about that email. What were we just talking about? Oh, no, the World of WoW.
Episode 2. Right. Episode 2 will be done in the next week or two. And
I just can't believe it's only episode 2.
Well, again, it's back to our schedule.
Yeah.
You know, when we're traveling, you know, we're judging beauty pageants. We're working WoW Creations. We're filming the fabulous World of WoW. You know, we're attending events as the Tastemakers.
And, well, just to jump back real quick, I understand you're right, Mark, but just to go back for a moment there, you just mentioned beauty pageants. Speaking of yesterday, we just got invited to judge the Miss Hawaii pageant. So that's a good one.
Potential to be the best beauty pageant. I guess, you know, the air is so sweet, you don't even need to lick a postage stamp. And we get to go there to be judges for Miss Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably the number one premier best pageant to go to.
Right, yeah. Unless you were going to, well, New York, which you were at, but it was cold, or L.A., which we're here, so it's no big deal. So you're probably right, unless it was Florida. But other than that, it's definitely Hawaii. But the bad thing is, it coincides with another event that
Chris Everett.
Yeah. So, but I know we were also invited to do Miss Hawaii last year, but we put that on hold because of the Chris Everett event. But this coincides with all the other pageantry that we plan on doing this year. In 2 weeks, Mark, we're going to be in Vegas for Mrs. Glow.
Oh, is that in 2 weeks?
That's in two weeks.
What day of the week is
it's
that?
It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
Yeah. So
okay.
That's in 2 weeks. That's Mrs. Globe. And then we're going to be in the summer. We're going to be in Virginia Beach, I think, for Miss.
A week?
International, right? Miss Teen International. Then we're also doing Alabama.
Oh, Thursday night we're doing something right here in at the.
Oh yeah,
at the what's that hotel? The Sofitel,
Sofitel,
right?
Sofitel.
It's some new pageant, and the big event takes place in Vegas, December 15th.
Yeah.
This is the launch of that beauty pageant.
Yeah.
Thursday night. I forgot. I got to put that on the list of things to do.
Yeah,
I
almost forgot about that too. But yeah, so in addition to that, then in 2 weeks we're at Mrs. Globe in Las Vegas at Lake Las Vegas, and then we're at Virginia Beach for Miss Teen International, and then we're also doing Miss South Carolina in Charleston, Miss North Carolina in Charlotte, I think, and I believe we're going back to Alabama, and if we want to, we probably could do Nevada again as well. So, and then I think we're gifting for Miss Florida. So a bunch of fun, cool, looks like and sounds like, Mark, that we might be the pageant kings.
That sounds like a show, as a matter of fact. We won't go into that any more detail, but there's a lot of stuff going on pageant-wise.
Yeah, so back to the Wonderful World of WOW, only episode two. We've been working, I think, for probably a year, right?
Yeah, at least.
I can't believe, wow, geez.
So we've got that being finished next week or two. They're doing the slicing and dicing now, but in case you need your daily dose of the Harris Brothers and you can't wait a week or two before it's completed, go to www.firstrun.tv. We're on the show is The Fabulous World of WOW, and it's about a 25-minute show that we did about a year ago, so it's online, 24/7, 365. You can watch anywhere, anytime around the world on your laptop, desktop, mobile phone, any Android out there. So go to firstrun.tv and enjoy the Harris Brothers.
Yeah.
Right?
Why not, right?
Yeah.
Boy, I still can't believe it's taken so long to get
this. I want to do a quick shout-out to another one of our brands that are participating in our Oscar gift bag this Saturday. It's Jonathan Product. And if you don't remember Jonathan, he had that show called Blowout on A&E about 5 years ago. He's a famous hairdresser based in Beverly Hills. He's also got a shop in West Hollywood. And the product, the guy's name is Jonathan Anton.
And his sister is from the Pussycat Dolls.
Right. So Jonathan Anton, he's got this product called Jonathan. I've got it in my hand right now. It's called Dirt. Silky Dirt. Shine and Define Cream. This is stuff you put in your hair after you get done washing it, I guess. And it's kind of like a mousse.
Yeah.
You can sculpt your hair, and he calls it Dirt, which is kind of cool. I like that name, Dirt.
A good presentation, too. I like the tube. And it's packed.
Yeah.
It's full
it's
here.
It's a packed thing, and it's...
see what it smells.
He still has his salon, I think, on Wilshire Boulevard.
Well, I bumped into him. Were you with me that one time?
Yeah, he's a real butthead. But I don't think he owns the product.
But we like his product. We do like his product.
But I don't think he owns the product. The product itself now, I think it's outsourced and
he may have sold
licensed
the name
it out
something.
There to somebody else. But thanks, Jonathan Anton, and your brand, Jonathan, for providing Silky Dirt.
When did that come in? When did we get
that? A couple days ago.
Oh, okay.
The old WOW Creations warehouse, where open it up and it's like something out of Indiana Jones. Where
you got a lot of stuff in
piled
your place.
High product going rows and rows and piles of stuff. So it's... we got plenty of goods for
plenty of goods.
Our upcoming events.
Plenty of goods. Did you watch the SNL?
Oh boy, was that great!
3.5 hours.
Mm. Could have went 6.5 hours. I'd have watched every bit of it.
That's a long show. The red carpet was good. But how about Eddie Murphy? Boy, was he a bust or what?
That's what Sam Rubin was saying. That you know, the guy hasn't been back there in over 30 years.
Yeah.
And he finally comes back. He's got nothing to say.
He's got an opportunity to shine. Did you see when he came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like quiet almost.
Nothing to say.
Yeah. I think he was, even when he tried to crack a joke, I think he got no response.
And he didn't try to crack a joke. He just wanted to get in there and say thank you and be on his way.
He said something, and he goes, wow, I'm not going to even get a response from that.
No, he didn't say anything. He wanted to be out and about. They didn't even cut him off. He was expecting to get cut off, but they kept him going because they wanted him to say and do something, and he never did.
Wow.
Damn shame.
Was that his wife that he was with?
Girlfriend. Yeah, I think he's done with, he's had a couple of...
He just got divorced recently from...
Again.
That was with the Hollywood X that we met. What was
right,
her name?
Was,
do you remember what her name was?
Jeez, I don't know.
And we were in an episode of Hollywood X's with her.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that show's still on.
Probably not. I mean, it wasn't much of a show.
Yeah.
But anyhow, it was a great show and...
funny.
Yeah.
Funny. I mean, very funny, talented... wow, it's just like... How do you show? You know what? I was listening to my sports show this morning on the radio. Colin Cowherd. He was like saying how they could do 3.5 hours and not show the scene where Will Ferrell used to be with Sherry O'Terry when they were the cheerleaders.
Oh, I never really liked that.
Yeah.
It was no big deal to me.
Yeah, I guess it's just what's your personal preference, Holmes.
Yeah.
Okay. David House. I got a feeling I know what David House.
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who that is.
Yeah, we made
it. See, we're always conducting business. Even while we're doing the show, we're conducting business. So we're closing deals. We're confirming RCPs. Oh, TMZ. That's right. Okay. Yeah. TMZ. Okay. Is that all good?
Well, let me check this out.
Yeah. So if you are, you do have a product, a brand, a service, something that you want to get involved in, product placement, brand integration, celebrity gifting suites, gift bags, you can contact us directly at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com or wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com.
Oh, this is great, Mark. What we got from TMZ was they want to put us on the tour where the buses stop and can meet us, coincidentally bump into us. So he wants to know February 22nd, the 28th, or March 1st or 3rd would be good for us, where they pick a location you and I are like hanging out and
smoking a cigar, yeah, and we just happen to be,
hey, look, there's the
Harris Brothers from Storage Wars.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so today's date?
Today's the
February 22nd. So February, well, boy, we're connected.
I should have put that down, but it's a call coming in from New York City.
Oh, boy, New York City. It's anyhow, so the 22nd is Oscar Day. We don't want to be there for Oscar Day.
The 22nd is an Oscar. Oh, you're right, yeah. So the TMZ is going on Oscar Day?
I guess, yeah, why not?
I'll tell you why not, because half of Hollywood is shut down for the Oscars, so the tourists aren't going to be able to go past all these big things that they normally would go through.
Oscars are in the evening, or the 28th. When
the streets block off, Matt.
Well, they don't, Mark, we took the TMZ tour. We didn't even go down Hollywood Boulevard past the Chinese, remember?
Well, we should. They need to have that tour.
The 28th would be next Friday.
Okay.
So, next Saturday. You want to do this on a Saturday? We'll figure it out.
Well, I just want to do it. It's a cool thing to do.
It's kind of weird that they want to set it up that way. We like it. We love it. But, you know.
I'm hip for it. And see, that's another thing about us. At any given time, the phone's going to ring, an email's going to come in. We're going to be asked to do something interesting, go someplace fun, be invited to participate in something. So it's
He says that he received a article, Mark, from Andrea Brooks, our Canadian friends north of the border, about a Oscar suite that she thought that we were doing. So David says, is this the one where they're giving out the gift certificates for mind reading? So that's not us.
Who did we get that from, Matt?
Well, this came from David House from TMZ. He got an article sent to him from Andrea.
But yeah,
we don't have any mind. We don't have any mind.
No, readers. But the other guy does. I told you about that yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll follow up with that after we leave here en route to the next meeting. But that's good. I mean, I like this a lot. Like you said, I guess we'll be smoking a cigar in a corner, and they'll just say, hey, there they are, right?
Yeah, well, sure.
Okay, so that's pretty cool. So thank you, David. I'm surprised he didn't reach out and ask if he could be invited. I think he originally did. He is a former actor, as I believe most of the people are.
Too much. This just came in. You mentioned it earlier today. That's going to be too much, but I mean, this is...
What, something that just came in?
Come on.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
I mean, you know, we pretty much, between the two of us, will respond to a phone call, a text, a fax, an email within 60 to 90 minutes between the two of us. If we don't reply back within 90 minutes, and again, most people around, if you get a response back in an afternoon or within the day, you're good. But the fact that we reply back usually within 90 minutes, we're phenomenal because we consider ourselves best customer service in the business. Occasionally, we are unable to get back to somebody in 60 minutes or 90 minutes because we're either traveling or doing a radio show, doing a film shoot, or meetings. Therefore, we can't get back within two hours.
Well, I mean, you just send something saying, hey, we're currently doing our radio show. We'll try to get that back to you this afternoon.
Yeah, you do that, and I'll continue the show over here. But, that's really how it is. Two things that WOW Creations, which is our core business in public relations, brand integration, product placement, is that we offer two things that we believe beat out our competitors. We offer the best customer service in town. We like to consider us the Ritz-Carlton or the Nordstrom in celebrity marketing as far as our customer service goes. Also, pricing. It's kind of like sit and sleep out here with the mattress guy. They offer the best pricing. They're huge, and they could beat out anybody else. We, too, will beat out our competitors in pricing in what we do across the board. So because of that, we find ourselves, in our opinion, the best or one of the best in this industry in Southern California. So if we didn't get back to your request or your email 90 minutes ago, don't panic. We will. Okay, so that being said, we're almost at the time of the show where we say goodbye, so I want to put out some headers out there that if you want to, you know, follow us in social media, which is great. Another call from New York, but I can't take this call because I'm on the show right now, and my partner, my fellow tastemaker, is conducting business there, so I can't take this call.
Like you said, come on. She sent us an email this morning.
Yeah.
Come on.
So did you get back?
Oh, I told her. Okay. I said, hey, we're on the radio right now, and then we got a meeting, and then we got an interview.
Yeah.
We'll try to get back to you later today. Thank you for your patience and understanding. It's just overwhelming.
So, again, we always want to increase our social media network, and the main thing here is Facebook. So facebook.com/wildcreations. You know, we want more friends. We want more messages. Go there. Follow us. Friend us. Also, Twitter, you know. You only got 142 characters or whatever it is these days, but go to twitter.com/wowhollywood. LinkedIn is big, too. We're getting about 100 new followers on LinkedIn every week, so go to linkedin.com/wowcreations. We've got MySpace. We've got Instagram. And
did you say Flickr?
Flickr, you know, they're all out there. So, and then you go to our website, Wild Creations Media. Okay, that's a good one. That's going to take a little while to get. My thing is real slow.
Yeah, we'll take.
And there's wildcreationsmedia.com. You can always go there, see where we're going, what we're doing, some great pictures, events we've done, upcoming events. So that's the source, the heart.
And for soul. Anybody, Mark, who's listening, that's in the Beverly Hills or West Hollywood or West Los Angeles area this afternoon. If you're anywhere near Bijan and Rodeo Drive, we'll be there. So swing on by, say hello.
Yeah, say hello. If you want to offer us to take us out to lunch, offer us a drink, we're more than welcome to go. We'll do a pitch and a plug and a promo for your brand, your product, your service, whatever you got. That's what we do. We're into promotion. That's what our core business is here, right?
That's it.
Is going on? What else is going on over there?
That is absolutely it. Okay, so great NBA game the other day with 73 points in the first half, I think. That's how these NBA games, these All-Star games are getting these days. They just show up, and it's more of a show than it is. I mean, it's just they got the halftime show. They had the two bands playing beforehand. They had the Rockettes come out. It's getting to be more crazy, more elaborate, and colorful each time. But I got to tell you, I don't even know half these players these days, and I'm an NBA fan.
Wow.
Did you watch the game?
You know, like you said, it's just like a getting together. It's not a real game per se, and after about an hour of it, I just got tired of it, and I moved on to.
It got kind of bored after a while. I mean, I think the final score was like 160-140, or maybe it was closer than that actually, but still, it just gets kind of. I don't know, and then they had a fashion show the night before. I got to give it to those NBA players; they sure know how to dress. You know, real, real snappy. So they had, I think, 6 or 7 of the snappiest dressers competing in 3 different categories. It was the business category, which was kind of surprising. Some guy came out with a briefcase. Then there was the nightclub category, where they came out looking like they were clubbing. And then the last category was like Saturday afternoon casual, T-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, stuff like that. So, geez, who won? It was a player for the Knicks, I believe. I can't even think of his name. But
speaking of, like I said, anytime the phone rings, an email comes in or something, I just listened to the voicemail right now that came in. And it was about Celebrity Wife Swap. I guess about a month ago we were approached to be in Celebrity Wife Swap. So this is a follow-up call to that call before that I thought went nowhere. But now they want to discuss Celebrity Wife Swap. So after we get out of this office, the studio, that's something that we've got to look into.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
I don't think the wives are too
aren't too keen on the Celebrity Wife Swap, since they're a key component in Celebrity Wife Swap.
Any chance we could do this without them?
Well, you know, who would we swap it with? I mean, being creative is one thing, but yeah, you got to figure out how are we going to work that? But anyhow, big day ahead of us. Right after we get out of here, we're going down the street on Ventura Boulevard. We've got to pick up some product. Then we're going to have some lunch. Then we're off to Beverly Hills for our thing with Bajan. Then I guess dinner at Fleming Steakhouse. Shoes shined at Saks Fifth Avenue.
Don't forget the cigar, Mark. Or were you already going there?
Then on to
did you get a cigar for me?
Well, I didn't get a chance to stop and get you one. I got mine.
I smoked mine yesterday.
Yeah. So and then we're off to the Toscas, I guess, right? And then tomorrow we're going to be on the red carpet at the Dolby to get pictures. And then tomorrow night, I think we got something tomorrow night. And then Thursday we're off.
When's that launch party?
That's Thursday.
When's the OK party?
And then Thursday we're going to the Northern Trust U.S. Open here at the Riviera Country Club. Thursday night, the launch party for that other beauty pageant. Friday is something else, I guess. I don't know. Who can keep track of everything? And then Saturday is the biggest day for Wild Creations in the year, the Wild Creations Celebrity Lifestyle Retreat on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. Still space available. If you're a celebrity, a quasi-celebrity, and interested in going, wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com, wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com, wildcreationsmedia.com. Send us an email. We still have time to get your product, brand, or service involved. So give us a call. We'd love to have you there, right?
Absolutely.
So watch us on Storage Wars tonight at 8:30 p.m. Go to firstrun.tv to catch the fabulous World of the Wild. We're here again every Tuesday at 11 o'clock Pacific time for the Tastemakers on latalkradio.com. Until next week, we are out.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.